Chapter 4, April 19th, 1991. I'm getting ready to take a disco nap when Suki, Tasha's cat, starts to whine. I look at the clock. Almost 6:30. She's not fed till 7. I've gone out the past several Fridays, and most Saturdays, and a few Sundays, and the truth is, I'm a little bored with the scene, though some new developments have made it more interesting. And I haven't hung out in a while with CB, who's driving in from Connecticut, so that'll be nice. But it's been a long day, capping a long week, and I'm not going to do anything if I don't get some sleep. And Suki, who can scream like she's dying of feline leukemia, isn't about to let that happen. You win, I tell her, coming out of my room. I dump some science diet for mature cats in her bowl, then head back to my futon. CB buzzes at 9. I'll wait for you in the car, he tells the intercom. CB has this thing about cars. His last one was stolen while he was having dinner with me, as it happens, and this one's been broken into 3 times in 6 months, so maybe it's justified. Downstairs, I notice the absence of his current beau. Where's Jay? I ask. Jay's at home, CB tells me. I met Jay at a birthday party a week ago. I'd heard about him for weeks, how he'd grown up on a ranch in Montana, how he met CB the first time he walked into a gay bar, how he'd been engaged to a woman who was now back in Montana. As a phenomenon, Jay fascinated me. The young gay man upon first coming out. Though only 22, a year younger than me, at the party, Jay had seemed like a teenager, hanging his head, smiling a lot but not talking, hiding behind CB. When he thought no one was looking, he'd put his hand on the back of CB's neck and let his fingers play over the skin. When I saw that, I remembered CB telling me that Jay had gone home with him without even a kiss first. I thought both actions stemmed from Jay's nervousness about being gay. Well, actually, he told me at the birthday party, I don't like to label myself. But then I remembered something else CB had said.